The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Am I still saying it too long for you?
It's long. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll just start saying Team Reba. I always have to make sure at least once or twice throughout the show mentioned that I'm with Remax.
Everybody wants to know where you
work.
My
Metro office.
Of course. Absolutely.
Well, you know, actually, most people just when they hear Team Reba and they know it's Team Reba Real Estate,
right?
They really don't necessarily align me with what brokerage I'm with.
Right.
Which, frankly, for me is wonderful. It
right.
makes it a portable brand
that's right.
to take across.
It's all based on
wherever
that.
I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
I kind of did that on purpose 13 years ago when I started it.
There you go. I've noticed, too, over the years, you know, my name gets bigger and the company name gets smaller, although I'm very, very happy to be working at Home Street
Bank. I can take that so many directions. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you just get bigger or?
Right. Well, any sort of combination you want to pick with that, yeah.
Got it. All right. So now I was going to say something else, but now I probably better just hush up and move on.
Down,
move on
lady.
To other things. So before we get into your mortgage rates, you were kind of hot and heavy on a topic.
Yeah, something's really bugging me. Something's bugging me because
What's bothering you?
Well,
this
I work in Tukwila. And
you do?
Beautiful
yes,
office
near
park,
the South Center.
Yeah, near South Center, two blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
My office looks right out at the Green River.
Mm-hmm.
I joke with everybody, I'm Gary Ridgway Memorial Drive. No, I'm just kidding about that part, if anybody knows
creeper.
What I'm talking about.
That's
but,
creeper.
No, it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've walked South that Center, pathway a lot of times when it was still viable.
South Center, the actual whole retail shopping area is pretty much the largest sort of shopping complex in the Pacific Northwest. It's huge there. And so,
is it the largest?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, I knew when they remodeled it, it became
it's
massive.
Gigantic.
Yeah. I know. I keep trying to get people to come down there, and they're always like, oh, I have to go to drive south of 90. Like, get over yourself. Come see this place. It looks great. It's beautiful.
It's a great area.
Yeah.
And so last week, there was an article that came out that a study named Tukwila as the most dangerous city in America. And I read that, and I'm like, really? I mean, I'm in there every day. I'm literally there every day, and I just don't see it. So this is it.
I just type in Tukwila, and on Bing, the number one story is that.
Right. So this study was actually a sort of a compilation of FBI crime statistics. So as municipalities report their crime statistics to FBI, FBI compiles it. They break it out, you know, a property crime, violent crime, that sort of a thing. And they take those statistics and then they divide that by the population of the city.
Well, it's like a super small population there.
Here's the problem. This is where statistics can get us into trouble. The city of Tukwila has about 19,000 residents.
Yeah, super small.
Right. But in any given day, there's 150 to 200,000 people in Tukwila.
Yeah, because it's a huge commercial area.
They're working there, they're shopping there.
Right.
You know, we have tons and tons of businesses, retail complexes, everything else going
on.
Yeah,
it's kind of like it's like a ship.
Right. So basically, you've got 200,000 people potentially committing crimes, and you have 19,000 people, you know, taking the blame for it, if you will. So it completely skews the statistics. And actually, if you kind of break it down based on that, it's really not that bad at all. In fact, there was one spokesperson from the city of Tukwila that was kind of joking about it, that retail sales receipts last year in Tukwila amounted to an excess of $2 billion. Divide that by 19,000 people, and the average citizen in Tukwila is spending about $105,000 a person. And I really don't think that's happening.
I think you need to take that statistic and put that out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, Tukwila
will it suddenly be named the richest city?
Yeah, largest largest spending city in the country. No, I mean, it's pretty it's insane.
It's goofy.
Anyway,
it's so goofy.
So it always, you know, most people our brains are set to 30-second, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, you know, time blocks and things like that. We might read a headline and that's all we read.
That's the danger. That's right, the absolute danger is everyone's just headline set trick and they don't get into the meat of what.
Right. And really sort of understand, you know, what is this all about? And, yeah. And anytime I go in and I dig a little bit deeper, I'm like, oh my gosh, that headline mm-hmm. is completely misleading.
Well, it still goes to the whole media concept of if it bleeds, it leads. Right. And that right there, I mean,
absolutely.
What did it do? It just got a lot of attention.
Absolutely.
Because it got people all consternated and upset and got them exactly what they needed, which was a bunch of exposure for whoever that writer
was. Good point. I suppose,
who put that out?
Andrew Galbraith. And
Galbraith.
That's with the now I was just looking at one. This is from the Inquisitor, but I'll have to find out who wrote the original article. We'll have to kind of track that down because, good heavens.
I would like to go beat them up on social media.
Right.
I need to track them down.
Right, right.
Okay.
And in all fairness, I mean, Andrew did, in the article, did, you know, vet that out deeper into the article. And I suppose his headline did make me read it, you know, because
right.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. No. Well, and that's the whole point, you know.
Right.
Anything on social media is all about, you got to have a killer headline to, you know,
absolutely
attract attention. So.
Yeah, so people, don't be afraid of Tukwila. It's
oh,
okay.
For gosh sake, no.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm supposed to have a meeting there. What, like June 8th? We're having a luncheon down there with one of the moving contacts I've got, and if he tries to cancel on me because he's like, oh, it's just crime ridden down there, I'll be like, seriously.
Yeah. That's fine. Well. If anybody wants to discuss it personally, you know, maybe later we'll be holding court down at Duke's at South Center, one of my favorite
places. There you
places.
Go. Yeah.
I have the
Did you see that they just won three local awards as well for like best happy hour, best seafood, and best lunch?
Oh, I am not surprised at all by that.
Yeah, we love going there.
Fantastic. Great service.
Although I have to
service.
Say, I'll admit my luncheon is not there because I go there so often that I was like, okay, people are going to start knowing that that's like my second office. So we're going to go to Moctezuma.
Oh, there you go.
Instead, because I'm still practicing my Spanish.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah. Get that down.
Learning Spanish for my upcoming trips to Panama.
There
so.
You go.
Very excited
Good
about
job.
That.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah.
So also before we get too far into your market update, we do want to acknowledge, in case people are noticing, that there's another voice or two perhaps in the room as we go along here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, so we've got Joe Rivas here with Old Republic Home Warranty, correct?
Home Protection, yes.
Home Protection.
Home Warranty Company.
But welcome, Joe. Yeah.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you, Reba, for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. And we also have with us once again my new assistant, Marissa Kleist.
Hello, everyone.
So she's helping out with a little bit of social media today, as well as here to learn a little bit about home warranties. So
excellent.
Very excited about all this.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Are we going to be
we're
excited
good.
About rates?
Maybe not. Yeah, they're hanging in there. They're hanging in there. We have upward pressure on rates this week, but we're still looking very good overall with rates. So all eyes are on the Fed. Fed is going to be meeting in 2 weeks on the 14th, 15th of June.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes. Just as I'm leaving.
Right. Yeah, just in time. So Janet Yellen, the chairman of the Fed, is sort of corralling the troops, the other Fed governors. And they've been strategically making speeches over the last couple of weeks now, hinting at an increase at their June meeting. So the next kind of big speech, kind of the closer speech, will be Janet Yellen on June 7th at the Philadelphia Fed. And it's most expected that Janet will also be talking about a potential increase in June. So the whole overall goal here is that, you know, it's pretty much assumed at this point that they will be increasing rates in June, and all these speeches are a way of prepping the market, you know, softening them up. So that
meaning they don't
a,
want to do a headline like this, Andrew Galbraith,
right,
to freak people out and have them immediately.
Right. They want
what?
To have a shock to the system.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, these things tend to be measured and very, very, you know, very carefully worded and structured. So the fact that there is a, you know, most likely an increase in June has pretty much already been built into today's mortgage rates, though. So mm-hmm. that's the thing that the bond market is really what drives rates. And what drives the bond market is fear, you know, fear of inflation, most likely, in most cases. So increasing the rates actually will decrease the future risk of inflation. And in the long run, will, in theory at least, keep rates a little bit more stable. The last time the Fed increased rates was last December. And when they did, mortgage rates actually dropped just a little
bit. Yes, they did.
Doesn't always happen that way, though. You just can't count on anything at this point. But this roughly a 0.25% increase has already been cooked in to today's rates. So today, a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate mortgage, we're sitting right around 3.75%, still firmly under 4%.
Yeah, I was going to say, 3 is still your favorite number.
Oh, yeah. Jumbo rates are hanging in there just about the same. Mm-hmm. 15-year fixed rates, we're hovering right around 3%, 3.125, right in that range.
Also excellent.
And 10-year fixed rates are under 3%, still right around 2.875%. So they're still looking good.
Okay.
And, you know, but
which reminds me, I still need to talk to you about somebody that I met at one of our big open houses that might be looking at some of those products.
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, last night I was talking with a client, and they were complaining about their payment and their interest rate. I look up their loan, and, you know, they're HARP eligible. So the HARP program is still around. If you have a loan that's been held by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you took it out before May of 2009, you really should check that out. This customer is saving about $450 a month off of their mortgage payment.
And what was their interest rate before?
6.5%.
And they got that loan when?
Yeah, about 2008.
Okay, people listening.
So 2008, 6.5%. They're dropping down, in their case, to 3.875%, and they are so thrilled.
That is
so
sweet.
Yeah, and this is somebody who, I'm going to tell you, they do not have very good credit, and they do not have, the greatest employment history. But with this program, the credit score does not matter, and which otherwise these folks would not be eligible for financing,
right.
But they've been current on their mortgage payment, and that's important. So
right.
That's something where we can go in and we can help them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, when we come back, we're going to jump into your market, the real estate market.
Yes, we are. And then we're going to talk about home warranty protection
with Joe Rivas. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.